I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Hundreds of Google employees have signed a letter in protest over the company's plans to launch a censored version of its search engine in China. The search engine would blacklist certain websites and search terms relating to human rights, democracy, religion, and peaceful protest. Google's China project had been kept top secret until investigative journalist Ryan Gallagher at The Intercept reported it a couple of weeks ago. Ryan spoke to us after he broke the story, and we caught up with him again today. He says a lot has happened since our last interview.
There was a massive backlash coming from the outside. We had all the major human rights groups all condemning the censored search engine plans from Google. From that, there was then a backlash actually inside of the company, because Within Google, only a few hundred of the company's employees actually knew about this secretive plan. And there are 88,000 employees of Google around the world. So there was less than like 0.5% of Google employees actually had any idea about this. So when most of the employees found out, it was from the news reports, and they were furious about it, a lot of them.
What have Google top managers said in their defense?
The first response we actually had from the top management at Google was yesterday. They publicly have still not said anything, but yesterday there was like an all-hands meeting of all the employees at Google. And what was extraordinary was that Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, he admitted he hadn't even been told of this until he himself read it when we broke the story. And he has historically been against censorship. When Google was previously in China between 2006 and 2010, they pulled out of the country partly because Sergey was so appalled by the censorship that Google was having to be complicit in. And so they're now trying to do another censored version of Google, reversing their position from 8 years ago. And they actually kept that secret from one of the co-founders of the company. That was a stunning development yesterday. And so we're now going to see, we don't know where it's going to go from here. It seems like they're actually still planning to sort of quietly move forward with it, although at the same time, they're trying to sort of play it down and pretend like it's not all that significant, which isn't what the documents I've seen show.
What do the documents you've seen show in terms of how far along this is?
Well, they show that it was extremely far along. This has been in the works since early last year, and it got moving seriously in spring last year. Sundar, the CEO, was in China on several occasions meeting with some of the most senior people in the Communist Party and the Chinese government, partly to discuss the launch of this search. They actually developed the product to the point that it was ready to be launched within a matter of weeks. The only thing they were waiting on was permission from the Chinese government to launch it. And that is what they've been working towards since 2015, when Sundar took over as CEO. And leading up to that, they've been investing in China. They've been building, for example, they launched an artificial intelligence research center. They've launched two apps in the last year in China, a Translate app and a game. They've been doing all of that incrementally to ingratiate themselves with the Chinese government so they can get the permission to launch the search. This has been a massive strategic effort from Google. So the idea that it's just some kind of exploratory thing is completely untrue.
I mean, how is it possible that Google employees don't know what's going on inside their own company? Is there a culture of secrecy at Google?
Well, this is another really fascinating part of this story, I find, because Google has always had this ethos of being transparent and open internally with its employees. Like every week, traditionally, they had these meetings where all the employees are there, and the co-founders, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, would field questions off anyone. So this is why I think there's part of a big uproar going on inside Google, because they feel kind of like betrayed by the company leadership. You know, the letter that that we reported earlier this week that many Google employees are signing in protest, one of the key things there is actually about the secrecy. They're saying, we need to know as employees what we're building. Because what's actually emerged is there's some employees, like, for example, programmers or engineers or developers, they each have a very specific task, and it can just be writing code for a certain application. They might not actually know how it's going to ultimately be used. And this is one of the big controversies. They're saying You can't have us programming or designing things and not telling us the ultimate end use, especially if that end use is going to be facilitating or being complicit in, you know, Chinese government censorship, which is restricting people's access to information about things such as human rights and protest and political opposition and democracy.
That was Ryan Gallagher, a reporter at The Intercept. He broke the news that Google was developing a censored search engine for China.